from the four far corners of the globe. North, East, West, South. This is WAKY Radiographic News.
Right now, Mike McCormick is on special assignment for WAKY Radiographic News. His report will be heard on this newscast. Tom Perry reporting for the Health and Welfare Council. Cape Canaveral, another U.S. space success. America has heaved into space, the 12th space success this year. A 90-pound satellite is now circling the globe in an attempt to uncover the mysteries of radio communications in the ionosphere. Georgetown epidemic expected to continue through next week. A diphtheria epidemic in Scott County has apparently reached a peak, but more cases are expected during the next week or so. Five children have contracted the disease, and 17 others at the Eastern Elementary School near Georgetown have been sent home because they are carriers of diphtheria. Louisville, the Democrats close out a county campaign. Hundreds of Democrats flocked to the flag room of the Kentucky Hotel last night to hear House Speaker Sam Rayburn, Governor Burt Combs, Lieutenant Governor Wilson Wyatt, Senatorial candidate Keene Johnson, and Congressman Frank Burke. The giant rally closed out the campaign activities in Jefferson County for the year and was used as a last-minute vitamin pill for the remaining 5 days before the election. WAKY News was on hand to hear a biting remark from Congressman Frank Burke, who slammed the Republican efforts of the past few years, adding,
"I want to tell you that they're just acting like Republicans have acted for about 160 years. In 1801, an otherwise highly respectable opponent of Thomas Jefferson's administration said that his administration meant a country governed by blockheads and knaves. Then when Andrew Jackson vetoed the bill to extend the Second National Bank, his party's opponents called it, and I quote, fiscal irresponsibility. And one of them said, I look upon Jackson as a detestable, ignorant, reckless, vain, and malignant tyrant. And I want to suggest that even the language used in New York today doesn't come up to that."
Congressman Frank Burke taken from his address before the closing campaign rally of the county in downtown Louisville last night. Jeffersonville, alert police stop daylight bandit. Andrew Guys, 35, of 421 East Southside Court in Louisville, was arrested minutes after holdup in Jeffersonville at noon yesterday. He was identified as the same bandit who robbed the loan office 1 week ago of $500. Louisville, a long knife was plunged in several times. With the story of a sinister stabbing, WAKY newsman Mike McCormick files the WAKY Morning Police Beat.
A woman was sliced with a silver knife. Seven stab wounds sent 38-year-old Allie Mae Hewley, a 507 Fenzer, to General Hospital last night. She's reported in good condition this morning from pocket knife wounds. Picked up and charged with malicious cutting and wounding was 37-year-old Charles Brown, a 507 Fenzer. And a man's heart was clutched with fear. Three toughs halted James McKay of 808 West Jefferson at the corner of Shelby and Jefferson last night. One calmly held a knife to the victim's throat while the other two slyly slipped only $2 in a coin purse from the victim's pocket. Mike McCormick, WAKY Police Beat.
Louisville Police thumbed down bond proposal. The meeting of the Louisville Police Officers Association last night gave a unanimous vote to oppose the University of Louisville's $7 million bond issue. The proposal will be on the November 8th ballot. Louisville firefighter hurt in evening blaze. Captain Stuart Miller was treated at General Hospital last night for first-degree burns on both hands following a blaze the captain helped put out at 2650 Duncan. Louisville trio thrown into jail. Police have arrested three teenagers, which cleared up a number of local break-ins. The young hoodlums ranged in age from 13 to 16. Nine counts of storehouse breaking and three safe break-in charges were put to the young trio. Lubbock, Texas, Harry ripped by churchmen. The president of the Southern Baptist Convention has called for the ouster from his church of former President Harry Truman for the use of profane language. Havana, the Reds are coming. Red Chinese pilots are en route to Cuba to help train Cubans to fly Russian-made jets. Castro is setting up anti-aircraft guns on the roofs of Cuban sugar mills. Fort Lewis, Washington. Lawmen seek out lone gunman. A bandit who beat up two MPs, critically wounding one with a blast from his pistol, is being sought by Washington state law enforcement agencies today. The thief made off with some $23,000 after robbing the military courier. Stockholm, American's Cop Science Awards. Professor Willard Libby of the University of California and a former member of the Atomic Energy Commission has won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry. The Physics Award went to Professor Donald Glaser of the University of California at Berkeley. Louisville, four being held for eight forgeries. A woman and three men have been hauled into jail after 24-year-old Catherine Hazelwood of 2030 Northwestern Parkway admitted cashing forged checks. Her signed statement said the quartet cashed other checks in Indiana and Kentucky for $75 to $100 each. Also arrested were Pete Abernathy, 24, of 920 West Market, 28-year-old Walter Rankin of 1710 Nelligan, and 23-year-old Raymond Legler of 1649 Portland. Watsonville, California, Siamese twins uncovered in bank vault. Shock and surprise struck the persons who found the embalmed bodies of Siamese twins, perhaps embalmed some 52 years, in the bank vault of the Pajaro Valley Bank of California. The suitcase containing the bodies had been noticed for several years, but only yesterday did the routine check of unclaimed articles turn up the bodies, a death certificate, and other papers. Louisville, firemen are racing to a church blaze at this moment. Firefighters are answering a report to a fire at the Fern Avenue Church at the corner of Meriwether and Burnett at this time. WAKY News will detail the fire minutes ago. It's been believed the blaze will be of a serious nature. Further details will be forthcoming from WAKY News.
You are listening to WAKY Radiographic News.
Should schools educate for character as well as intellectual development? How critical is the teacher and classroom shortage? Must we double the money we spend on education? You'll find the answers to these and many other questions by sending 15 cents to Superintendent of Documents, Government Printing Office, Washington, D.C., for your copy of Schools in Our Democracy. Be informed. Help make the schools your children attend among the nation's best.
WAKY revised electro-computed weather, generally fair and cold today and tonight with scattered frost. High today 52, low tonight 32. Tomorrow fair, a little warmer, high 58. Right now the winds are from the west-northwest at 6 miles an hour. Relative humidity 82%. Street level temperature 37 degrees. The WAKY headline of the hour, America hurls new satellite into orbit. Tom Perry reporting for the Health and Welfare Council.
You're with it on the Bill Ward Thursday Show.
I said, hey.